Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out.
It's the guys.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Welcome back. Happy Mondays. If you are hearing our voices, then that means you made the best decision you could possibly make to start your week with the guys next door. I am Mouse Jones. I got my brother Fly Rye.
Hello. Hello.
In the crib. Mac Wilds is out being Batman, so that's how that goes. But if you are listening to us on Apple, make sure that you follow the podcast. Make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and leave a nice comment. We might even read it on air. If you have anything to say to us, anything at all, send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If and only if you want to curse this out, make sure you put CYO
in
the subject line.
In your face.
CYO. Curse y'all out and put the reason you want to curse us out. We understand we are entering 5 years.
I don't see a picture of you. I'm not reading it.
We understand. We've been here for 5 years. We done put y'all through some shit. We get it. It's been a little toxic relationship. But you still here. So shut your mouth. Curse us out. And let's continue building this great neighborhood. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Show. And follow the YouTube Guys Next Door Pod. And hit us on Patreon, Guys Next Door Pod. Is it pod or podcast? Pod. Guys Next Door Pod on Patreon. We're in LA. Guys Next Door has gone west. We will be recording on
the
west.
We're residing in the west for a couple months.
Residing is crazy, but.
Well, I reside, so residing. No.
Got a little Airbnb.
We pay rent.
We might have a little rental. We got a little rental out here.
We're in the west coast.
And so it would only be right to be on the west coast and have the voice of the West Coast, the new voice of the West Coast, the young legend putting on for black women from the West Coast.
Yeah.
Super West Coast. Mm. She could be what they call the Coast Guard.
That's it.
Pause.
That's crazy, yeah.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. That's it. He know what I'm talking about. That's
he is crazy. The West. He is
that's crazy.
Are you the Coast Guardess?
Coast Guardian.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Coast Guardian.
Coast Guardian.
Okay.
You are the Coast Guardian.
I haven't really thought about it yet. I've been going with the homegirl.
The homegirl. Yes, you do refer to yourself as that. People do say the homegirl. Mm-hmm.
We'll call you the girl next door on the show.
Okay. I like that.
Try to do a podcast with us?
Yeah.
You do the girl next door. You know, sound a little 360.
Just the guys next door, the girls next door, and then we had the gays
next door.
Okay.
So we're going to have a whole real life.
I'm very much unemployed, so let's do it.
Yeah, welcome to the club. Actually, I got a job now, y'all.
If y'all don't know who we talk about at this point, then you've been under a motherfucking rock, or you really not from the West Coast. But please welcome to the crib, Miss Gina Views.
Hello. Ooh,
where waving at?
My camera. Oh. I was waving at my camera.
Gina, welcome, welcome. This has been long overdue. We've been trying to get you in the crib for a little minute. You be busy.
Well, you be on that day of stuff, you know, last time you hit me day of.
That's how shit works.
That's how it works with the guy next
to y'all just cussing y'all first 8 minutes?
Cuss?
Yeah, y'all cussed twice already.
This is not a cursing podcast?
That's light then.
Is that what
today's a light day.
Oh, then was the information passed to you that we don't curse?
Well, YouTube will demonetize you in the first 8 minutes if you're cussing.
I'm not worried about YouTube right now. Oh. I'm worried about the goodness of my brothers.
Excuse me? Okay. Shit, fuck, bitch ass pussy.
See?
You went crazy. You just went crazy.
Because on my show, I care, okay?
On Whole Fashions.
On Whole Fashions. Let's talk,
what is a Whole Fashion?
What about the name, though? They don't...
Right.
They ain't tripping off that.
They're probably...
It's like horrible decisions, Whole Fashions.
No, it's not...
You get it?
So when I say horrible decisions, some people, they still don't get it until I say
whore. Well, the word is whore on YouTube, so they wouldn't demonetize that.
If I was to say yours, it didn't matter how you spelt it, I knew what you was talking about.
That's true.
Okay. What is a Whole Fashion?
Dang, I never answered this question before.
Well, welcome to Guys Next Door.
I mean,
real journalism.
It ain't no real, like, you know, deep dive.
It's funny, but you've never been asked that.
Yeah.
Do you know how to answer?
No, I don't. Now I'm thinking about it, because it's like you have to say it the correct way. But Whole Fashions is my show. I originally started off by reading anonymous stories from anonymous senders who would tell me their intimate experiences.
Oh, okay.
So now I have rappers come on and drink wine with me and tell me their Whole Fashions.
Who's the best Whole Fashion?
Ooh, good question.
Like from a rapper?
I mean, you can't say the anonymous because I don't know if you know them.
Nah, they be right there.
Yeah, no, yeah.
G
Perigo just came on and told how he had lost his virginity to he lost his virginity in an adult's house who would allow kids to come over and have sex with other
what's
kids.
That movie with the black lady? Ma?
Ma.
On over. Don't go upstairs.
And so his friend was actually fucking the lady.
I respect it.
They was
safe.
It was my favorite. That was my favorite character on K in season 2.
Who?
The lady I was trying to give him some pussy.
Oh, the girl mom.
She gave him some.
Yeah, she did give him some.
Give him some pussy.
He some
hit that.
He did. Yeah, so I actually, when I dropped the clip, I found out.
What your mother gonna think about this? She's
still
on the
phone. That's how y'all talk.
No,
not at all.
I think he talks like his mouth is wired.
You sound
he sounds like 50 after he got shot.
Like when 50 got shot.
Yeah. So we don't sound like I don't think he's from New York. That's what I think it is.
I think he's from out here.
Not a kid, not from New York.
That's why he sounds like.
But he does sound like 50 sounds on. I can tell that kid listening to Get Rich or Die Trying on a regular. That's he sounds like many men.
Well, season 1, he sounded like himself. And then you can tell he's...
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It definitely progressively got...
You can tell he's more so embodying 50.
He's embodying something. In 50, somebody else is over there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but...
But none of them are from New York.
Fuck about my mother.
Yeah.
You shouldn't...
Malcolm is from out here, too.
What's his name?
The uncle?
His name Lou. From New York.
Lou from out here.
Lou from out here.
Talking about Maul?
Joey.
Yeah.
Who is Joey?
Badass.
Badass. Right. Oh, that's so sad. Y'all watch it already?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
My man.
Yeah.
Y'all think it's real?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah. He's back. You can't bring him back.
It's not.
Well, if they brought 50 back.
I was about to say, but we never seen 50 burn up.
Yeah, this nigga was rolled down a hill.
We seen run down a hill. Brain and bone matter all on, and he dead.
Yeah, but they also found the body.
He also said he
thought Lauren was dead.
No, whatchamacallit? Boy said he Joey said he couldn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah, Joey said he couldn't do both. Yeah.
Oh, it's a situation. Both as in?
His music and the show.
Conflict of interest. It's a lot.
Probably should stay with acting.
But it doesn't mean you can't go back to acting. It just means, but it's fire to leave a show when you're fire than to, we want to get rid of this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like your death meaning something.
Yeah, it meant something. Mm-hmm. And now other people can, your range, they can see like, oh, you can actually do this.
That's when I'm acting, I want to be in a show where when I die, people be like, this nigga could have died. Why he died? Yeah, like, right. That would let me know how good my character is. Like, Mouse died. Man, fucking Robert could have died. What the fuck Mouse died for?
And that's how I really
I wouldn't want to be killed on the show. I want to, like, make me move away.
He said,
Oh, my Def C, I would be selling it. If I know I'm a beloved character, oh.
Remember what's his name? Remember Marlon Dodd?
Oh, on the show?
On the show? Lucius?
That's how I would be.
Nigga died and closed his eyes. Nigga woke back up and said, no, I'm not going yet.
I'm like, my black brother, this is what we've taken it to? You just added to another statistic. I hope that you can forgive yourself.
Not you going to be adding shit in the script.
They're like, no, that's not in it. I hope that you can forgive yourself because I've already forgiven you.
Oh. Then wake back up.
I forgive you.
I got to have the RIP at the end. Rest in peace, Mouse Jones.
Use this as my picture on the shirt.
Yeah, I need the shirt. That's how much of the character I want to be loved on the show. The niggas merch in the show got to have the shirt on the show. Like the next episode is like RIP Ross.
I feel like the fans do that with you'll see obituaries and stuff going
that
around
be fire.
When with characters.
Yo, play. Niggas in LA was selling the Rest in Peace Ricky shirts 30 years after the movie came out.
None, OD.
And I almost bought one.
But imagine, like, that's Morris Chestnut. Like, y'all just gonna put
He's
me on the shirt.
He's still alive, bro.
That's fucked up.
Fine. Some niggas die and they dead. And I can't see you and nothing else, bro.
What's one character that died where you just refuse to believe they still alive? Like, they're a real person.
Like, they died in real life?
No, they died on the show. But you refuse to. Like, for me, Bodie. When Bodie died on the wire.
On the wire. You can't see him in nothing else.
Nothing else. Okay. Nothing else. I mean, he ain't been in nothing else. But also.
Yes, foul. Well, somebody that's been in other things. So
he's been in other
things. No, I'm saying it more or less counts.
He might
better.
Have been in other things.
For me, it'd be the biopics when they die. Like Biggie's character.
You just remember.
So when she Gracie, like.
Yeah. Eazy-E's character. It's like, what
Biggie's
are y'all doing?
Character, again.
Never been in nothing else. So you got. No, he's,
no, he's on Tubi. Yeah, he fucking Tubi.
Gravy
is Gravy
signed
up.
A 50 year deal with Tubi.
Again.
You blink. Look, watch this. He just did something else.
I don't. That's not in my household.
Oh, you don't fuck with Tubi?
Mine either.
You don't fuck with Tubi?
How much is Tubi a
month? We've had this conversation before.
How much is Tubi a month?
Too much.
It's free.
Tubi is free?
It's still too much.
They get paid in ads.
Tubi gets paid in ads?
Tubi's free.
Wait, so y'all be watching them bum-ass movies and there'll be ads in the middle?
Bum is crazy.
You probably get a gunshot before one of the ads and he gets hit when it comes back
on. This is the thing. This is the misconception with Tubi.
Dying like, through the ad.
Nah, he gets shot here, but when the shit comes back, it's his leg. He's like, ah! Commercial break. He's like, ah! He's like, yo, bro.
This is the misconception with Tubi. Tubi done tricked us to get in the black audience to watch Tubi
stop saying us.
Tubi is popular. Okay, not the guys next door. But the girl next door.
Tubi.
The homegirl next door.
The homegirl next door.
Right.
Oh,
I like
that. Mm-hmm. The homegirl next door. Look, this is what they did. They put these low budget films on there to reel the black audience in, make us watch them and talk about them. So outside of the crazy stuff that goes viral, they do have some like cool quality independent films.
The ones that they showed. You can't tell
or
me
the good ones.
No, like
they
the
showed.
People from social media.
That's horrible, bro.
Yeah. But y'all didn't think the Super Bowl Tubi commercial was crazy?
Yes.
That was fire.
That was fun.
That was a fire
I remember
commercial.
It, but I don't remember it. But
everybody thought their TV was broke.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was fire.
That was a fun
it's the budget. They owned by Fox.
Yeah,
Fox owns Tubi.
I knew it was some. I just knew. I didn't think.
Fox
first of all,
Tubi
I didn't think
is the biggest mind fuck ever. They fun, some racist.
But I feel like Tubi, you could just upload
no,
the
but,
movie.
No.
You don't got to accept it.
The just black shit.
There's
my drop.
The black shit on Tubi is like 3% of what's on the whole
I can believe that. But what the black people going to show is all the
black people
are
also 13% of an American society. We still decide what's cool. So the 3% of Tubi, that's what's carrying Tubi.
But I for sure think, because if Tubi came with us for a deal, I'm going to Tubi. What's up? Proud of y'all. But at the same time, to know that, I never knew this, to know that the network is free and they get paid off of ads, which definitely means you could just upload your shit.
What would a white
No.
I could send you my files and say, it's going to be up on the first. It's like a distribution deal.
What would a white people...
Yes.
What would a white people Tubi Virgin movie be? Like, give me a white Tubi movie. What would that be? You know how the black Tubi is like fucking... Tales of the Brothel.
I would say the stuff that's like on Lifetime.
What you want a name?
Oh, okay,
like the Lifetime type of. Right,
no,
like
but some Lifetime joints.
No, that's literally how the white Tubi looks. It looked like Lifetime.
Tubi even
has all the OG Lifetime movies back in the day.
It's probably like those old soap operas, like the General Hospital type shit.
No.
Yeah, it's General Hospital, those All My Children. Mm-hmm. I can see it living there.
One Life to Live.
I can see all that, but
One Life to Live with
black people,
shit.
Ever since we made, what's the bum ass New York shit that niggas like?
Here it goes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to help you, but
you know what I'm talking about. When niggas were shooting niggas and it's basically Tubi before Tubi. The show is
talking about money and violence.
The show could have lived on Tubi.
Oh, that show would have thrived. That show would have won an Emmy on Tubi.
Yo.
Money and Violence is why Tubi.
Tubi Awards would be crazy.
I gotta host the Tubi Awards.
You've been shitting on Tubi. You're not hosting the Tubi Awards.
But that's why.
Have you ever seen the award shows?
The award shows are hosted by people that talk crazy shit
about every movie in the award show.
You're like, up, everybody's here. Wow, didn't think you guys were gonna show up to this free shit. It's all right. Every two people you announce, you got to see an ad. This is brought to you by Spearmint Gum.
And you gotta give me different cards. Like wrong cards. Just be upside down.
You gotta pull a Steve Harvey.
You gotta say
the wrong winner. And the winner is best movie in Tubi. And you say somebody, my bad.
Let me ask you, Gina, what was the idea behind Whole Fashions?
So literally I had a meeting with this company it was one of those like pyramid scheme type of
thing. Like
things. Vector? I'm not familiar with Vector. You know, one of them people that be here. I'm not familiar.
You should be here.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But sure. So the company, it was a guy who they staff red carpet. Mm-hmm. And he had pretty much told me, like, you know, I'm looking at your content. I don't give a fuck about these rappers. You need to make yourself a personality. You need to do something that's going to get people to gravitate to you. He was like, I'm looking at your Instagram. People interact with you. They don't interact with these fucking up and coming rappers. It's cool that you want to support them, but do some shit for yourself. So at this time, this is going to sound crazy, but Surviving R. Kelly had just dropped. Mm. And I'm seeing all these people tell their stories.
This is all you.
I'm seeing all these people tell their stories, and I'm like, dang, I should get.
Those are the stories you wanted to choose.
There was a little inspiration. Oh. I can't. Okay. You know?
Our stories. Whole Fashions.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I'm like, you know, maybe I can get people to pull up, but I was thinking like girls who have like history with rappers. Like maybe I can get these people to pull up and come tell their stories or whatever. And I said, if I wouldn't do no shit like that, how can I expect the next person to do it? I need to find a way. You know, some people will do it, yeah. But I can't be involved in it.
You just got time.
So you never told the whole story on your show?
For myself? Ooh. I've told my own story before, but I spent it as if it wasn't mine.
What was it?
I'm not telling it right now.
People still think it's not yours?
That's crazy. You don't feel comfortable enough on God Next Door to tell us a whole fashion.
To tell.
Like, this is a great time.
I'm the whole fesser.
That was fine, but no.
No.
No, you don't fuck with it.
Work that way. A whole fesser is a professor, and your whole fashion... Uh-huh. Is the person giving a whole fashion.
Right.
So we would need for you to give a whole fashion.
So then Cheryl Strawberry came to mind, and I said, well, Cheryl Strawberry has the Strawberry Letter.
Cheryl Strawberry?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Steve Harvey
Morning Show. Okay. So I said, I can do it like that. People don't have to know who these, you know,
Block
submitters
the
are
out.
Exactly. Huh?
Blur the face out?
Well, I actually never got anybody to, like, in the beginning, I never got anybody to actually come on and tell the stories.
They just write it, and then you talk about
it. Yeah. So, like, the first, I think, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 stories. The earlier Whole Fashions episodes is all my friends' stories.
Okay.
So, like, I'm the homegirl that everybody called. I asked for their permission. But they always calling me and telling me, like.
Did you send me with a group chat?
Exactly.
It's going on the show.
Yes. So, I'm the friend they calling me, like, girl,
Huh? What's your Whole Fashion?
Yeah, what's yours?
I don't even be fucking for real. I don't.
So when she was eating it,
who you said she?
You said you don't be fucking. So I'm trying to.
I'm not a diet.
What do you be doing then?
Huh?
What do you be doing?
I mean, you know, it's a new year.
No, what you
did? When we 11 days in? 12 days in?
Not in 2023 calendar?
Mm-mm. No. So we'll go No, just me and my top drawer.
We'll go 22.
22?
Mm-hmm. There was something up in there.
I don't even remember 2022 like that. That was like a long time ago.
You remember? What's a good year in your life?
2022 seems memorable.
I only COVID? Remember 24.
I know you remember COVID.
I remember 24.
I
that's
know
all.
You remember COVID. You was in the house.
COVID.
You ain't have no COVID D?
No, I didn't.
You didn't have no CD?
I didn't. I didn't even go up on EDD like everybody did. I was paying my rent.
I didn't care about
you know
that.
I found out.
It's cool. You was paying rent, but you scared.
Tell you this.
I'm the only one fucking up paying my rent.
There's another way to pay your rent.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Shake that ass.
Shake that ass.
I like it. Like a stripper?
Throw that ass.
Me dancing is crazy.
No, no, no. You could have went for the. You could have went for
OnlyFans.
Could have opened a laptop up, little phone.
So I have an OnlyFans account.
And what you be doing on there?
I never put anything on there because I don't want to have to explain for the rest of my career that I had OnlyFans, so, even if it's not.
So don't fail.
Huh?
Don't fail. All you gotta do is be great at it.
But what am I going to do on OnlyFans? People be requesting me to make one. Huh?
Be in lingerie, freestyling.
You gonna write my rhymes?
Now you gonna fail.
If I was a
fuck around with me, I really think.
Listen, if I was a girl, I think I'd probably do OnlyFans because I don't have to be around nobody. You do it by yourself. You don't gotta go that nasty for niggas to pay.
Yeah, I don't know
niggas
what I would
pay for
do
kneecaps
then.
These days, bro. AC toes. Girls is on Foot Finder making millions.
Okay. I need to get on Foot Finder.
Get on the wave.
Yeah.
A little toe pickup.
Y'all think I got it?
All right.
All right, it's crazy.
if you don't show the front,
she said,
you let them see how big that foot is, it's over.
She said, you see?
Hey, do you know that video is my favorite video? I was having such a bad day, and I went and pulled that video up.
Right, video,
when freaking Nick Cannon's brother had the big-ass feet.
So once I see,
and they spent the whole show big, talking about his feet.
Once I seen how big Gina's feet was, I just had a video of when Nick Cannon's little brother is wilding out. It is the episode that Carlos came back. And so he walk up to him, and they doing that plead the fifth game. And as soon as he walk up, I think Emmanuel or DC or somebody was like, them big ass feet. And the nigga try to play it off. He's like, oh, you know, I got big feet. Oh, Cannon's got big feet. And then the nigga's like, shoe. The nigga said, he want the shoe, not but
it's not that funny on the recap.
Yes, it is. No.
You gotta watch it. My feet ain't that big, though.
Massage you with.
That's her whole fashion. She took a shoe off.
I wear a 7.
And who?
Girls.
And what? What?
And girls. I wear 5 on boys.
Put your foot.
Gina,
you want me
stop
to show you?
That nigga said, yo,
what?
Put your foot up.
Gina, nah, that's that was a big. Look out.
Get out of here,
look
man.
Look how big that slide is, bro.
These are 8.
Everybody know you get smaller in the sandal.
No. No, because look at all that space I got.
We are looking for it.
Look at this space.
Stand up. Your toe can go right to the front.
This the front.
Yeah.
Gina, don't put that big ass.
It's all right. They all right.
Fuck yeah.
She said, all right.
I think I got a new podcast, The Foot Next Door.
The Foot Next Door. Footies.
The Foot Next Door is crazy.
If she did feet pick, it would have to be panoramic.
Don't put that shit on 0.5. If she limousines. If she like Kevin Durant.
Limousine is crazy.
Those shits is going to be like little limos. She's gonna be like this on a 0.5. Your foot.
All right,
shit.
All right, enough.
Like this on a.
All right, enough on my feet. Enough on my feet.
Size
I'm so
17,
mad we got into this.
Size 17, B Nod.
B Nod. You don't just do Gina feet. You go to work.
You go to work.
Gina feet. Now, Gina, aside from whole fashions. A lot of the world came to know you when you did, you know, from your tenure at No Jumper.
Mm-hmm. I went there 10 years.
That's it. Oh.
Damn. Oh,
my bad. I just said some ghetto shit. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
You sound like when Ferg
said some dumb
my forthcoming album. And nigga
said, this is only my second album.
Nigga said, forthcoming.
During your tenure,
Oh, tenure.
Yeah.
I thought you said
no,
10 years.
I know what you thought. We know. Everybody knows what you thought.
I think they thought you said that.
No, they didn't think that. They
somebody in the comments thought you said 10 years.
I ain't been here 10 years.
So I've been there for 10 years. The jumper that hasn't even been around for 10 years. At your tenure. Tenure is another word for time spent.
Mm-hmm.
While you work.
I'll pick that up by now. I use my context clues to figure that out.
I guess you just followed the steps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
you ain't gonna let that dumb bitch lie, though, too, though.
I said dumb bitch shit. That's okay. What I said.
All right.
Look, there you go. Look, ready for a black woman moment.
What? Mouse, you're a walking black woman moment.
I want to know what that means.
You used the black nail emoji.
Said you're a black, you're a walking, what?
What
you used the
mean?
Black nail emoji.
What does that mean?
Finish your intro.
No, I don't know what that means.
Nothing.
It was a segue, not an intro. But
okay.
Yeah, during your time.
You always want to get into it with me.
Let me stop. You know, black women, you get into a black one, they're going to call you sassy.
Yes, they are.
You know you sassy. Though.
See, I knew. Look at the attacks.
But you embrace that.
There's no such thing as sassy.
You embrace that.
There's no such thing as sassy. You can't, calling a man sassy does not work.
Well, if I call somebody sassy, it's really because I want
to
say
something. To a bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's yeah, call me sassy. I'm gonna call you a queen.
For doing my tenure.
Yeah. But no, so yeah, a lot of the world came to know you during your tenure at No Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the transition from No Jumper. So what happened there?
Shit got hot and you know.
Just fuck them.
You
fuck
got em. Up out of there.
Just fuck them.
I can't say that on camera.
Why not?
Just fuck them.
All right, well. Cover the cameras.
Just fuck them. You want me to say? Fuck them.
I don't want her to say. Why you can't say it on camera?
This
white man got you.
I feel like everything over there crumbled. So, and all the good people left. So
as soon as Gina and AD left, it was.
I just kind of, with this whole situation, like my life really changed.
What situation?
With exiting.
In a
not
good
being
way?
There anymore. No.
Bad way.
Very bad.
So. You think it's industry bad or is it? Other life things that because you put so much energy into that and it's not that things okay. happen.
Yes, it's that I put so much into it. I thought that it was like a more of a promising thing. And I knew that eventually I would have to part ways, but I didn't expect for it to happen the way that it did. Mm-hmm. And
for the people that don't know, what do you mean?
Shit, I got fired. I got fired for defending myself.
That's what.
I was informed that I was terminated because of financial reasons that they couldn't afford it anymore. And then later on, I pretty much found out, well, Gina didn't want to actually the words verbatim were, we need people here who are ready to move past all that shit. And if you one foot in and one foot out.
That's in regards to him having a racist white guy on and
the like, slavery and stuff and
slaves and all that.
Exactly.
That's my shame.
Yeah.
But I get you.
So I kind of let him know.
Who was on the episode?
They weren't on the episode.
Oh, yeah, we weren't even there.
Oh, okay.
We seen a clip when everybody else seen it. We saw it on Twitter with, you know, with the rest of the world. And we go, oh, shit, what the fuck is this? But that's while everything was happening. That's while, you know, everything going viral with the rape allegations, the employees leaving, and, you know, all of that.
Shit.
So I kind of just stayed under the radar for the, really, while everything was happening. Them niggas was talking about on their podcast. They was doing damn near press runs and, you know, niggas on academics, they on your butt. Like, you know, they was doing it up as they should.
As you should.
And I kind of just was like, I don't want that attention. Like, I don't have the same luxury as guys do when it comes to, I'm a black woman. So I have to,
with big feet.
With big ass feet.
Yo, big ass feet is great. I just said big feet.
So I just was like, I'm just, you know, I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I don't want to talk about them, the nigga. It's just been so freaking draining. That's all my family wanted to know about. That was all from everybody. What's going on? You ain't saying nothing. We don't, you know. So, you know.
Did that play a part while working there, while everything was, I guess, for lack of a better term, not problematic? Was your thought ever like, yo, I am a black woman?
It was
like white man
No, well, that's the thing, that while I was there, it was like a lot of weird stuff that went on, but I was always comfortable there. As far as, no, I wasn't comfortable. I was always uncomfortable there. And I just knew that if I'm built for this, or, you know, if I want to be in the industry, if I want a job here, this not going to be the worst situation. It's going to be way more stuff. It's going to be way more, you know, inappropriate things going on. I mean, y'all seen this shit. Y'all watching the people fight, you know. It was hella stuff going on that was like not really a conditional, or not conditional, traditional workspace. But I knew that where I was at, I knew what I was signing myself up for. So it would be days where I'd be like, I don't even want to fucking be there today. I don't know who's going to pop up on this nigga. I don't, even when all the shit was going on, I was getting death threats. I've been followed home before from there. Like,
too much on your mental, your physical, your safety, all that shit.
And then even there, like, I didn't feel protected as being the only girl on the platform and, you know, a black woman. Like, I never fucking felt protected. It was the people outside of there that I was like, you know, we gonna make sure Gina's straight and, you know, stuff or whatever. But for the most part, like, that shit was, I could say a lot right now, but I'm not. It was crazy.
And you know, ain't nobody listening.
It was a lot.
You only got like two people that hear.
It's like a live, you know.
I'm not going to give y'all the headline.
You're not in the room. You're not in the room.
I'm not giving y'all the title. I already gave it to y'all, really.
Big ass feet. Two. With homegirl Gina.
17 B-Nod. Size 17 B-Nod is the name of the episode.
I wasn't there 10 years who featured Gina Views.
Yeah. Oh, deep. 10 years in limousines. 10 year limo.
10 years, one boat. So has it been difficult to get into other media platforms leaving from there?
Yeah, I've had meetings and you know, the question would be like, oh, you was over there? Mm. Like, oh shoot, oh, you with all that going on? Because that's now, like, prior to that happening, granted, it was like a lot of crazy shit going on the platform, but people were still sending their artists to the platform to get interviews and stuff. So people, that was, No Jumper was a part of artists' press run when it come out here. Mm-hmm. So even though everybody might have felt the way that they, how they feel about him, how they feel about Vlad and stuff like that, people were still fucking with the platform. But once everything went down, it was like, oh, that's where you came from? All right, well, we'll call you back, you know, type of situation. So any opportunities that I had, that was just because somebody in the building might have fucked with me. Math had me come on to do interviews with him when he was doing the media for the BET Awards last year. I have another plug in BET, shout out to Peter. He had me walk the red carpet as talent or whatever, and then we presented the award for best rap crew of all time. So it was like I got situations and things like off of people that like kind of, you know, like fuck with me or whatever, but I done had some meetings at some radio stations and they like, oh, you was over there. Oh, cool, you dope, we fuck with you. Oh, but you was over there. You know, so.
I mean, what's meant to be will be.
Exactly.
You're going to get your no's and then you're going to get the yes that you might have thought was a no.
Exactly, so exactly.
Your time is here. It's going to be a great year for everybody. And
thank
so
you.
So we're going into it.
Are people.
What you got with socks?
Do people acknowledge?
Like, you're amazing.
Dude, you really think they turning you down because of that shit? They like, yo, she really.
You said you ran here.
Why she wore white?
It's like when SpongeBob caught the ugly and his breath was really stinking.
Mm-hmm. Talking like
when you backed out the La Cienega Boulevard,
La Cienega is crazy.
We're good.
No, you're missing.
I don't think you got enough floor room for this.
You say, yo,
so your feet are in the room. Who else's feet could be in here?
Said only. Oh, so you can interview yourself.
Okay.
It's not what we're looking for. We need guests on this show.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're going to get these feet.
My feet the cause.
Your feet the cause.
She like this. So.
So me and the foot want to ask, oh, shit.
You know the meme where it's like they have like, it's like their hand in the sock. And it's like,
that's Gina real foot. Yo,
y'all finna have them thinking I'm wearing 11.
You do.
I mean, size 10.
Gina, your foot, you might have a big...
I don't know what I'm
saying here.
I wear a 7.
Size 10,
Gina,
five.
You might have the biggest foot in here.
You 5.
Right now.
No, I don't.
5'4"?
Huh? I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
5'3", size 10.
It's crazy.
5411 size 7 girls.
Is that right though? Yeah, hell of a kickball player. I knew that. Kickball chip.
Imagine you getting jumped up by, hey, yo, let Gina get some kicks in.
Yo, Gina. Like, that's like getting a world star.
Kill me now.
Remember fights back in the day when you heard world star? It's just you got to just throw them. You don't want to get caught up. They'd be like, Gina.
We try to get Gina on our soccer team.
All right. I've had enough.
That's what your shoe said.
Said, enough is enough.
Gina be pull her foot and shoot the shoe, be like, more?
Let me show these people my feet.
I got the shoe. Hey, she like, get the shoehorn. Get this thing up.
Fuck her. Gina get a shoehorn, it's a trombone.
You said you're a size 7, ma'am. This is not working.
We got 7 size 7s, man. What you want to do?
Get the shoehorn. It's gonna fit.
It's a size 7. It's a convertible, man.
Got top off. Got to take the top off.
Taking the top off is crazy.
Yo, pop the top. Come with the toes out. Right. We good. We love you.
Every time Gina come to Foot Locker.
You know the shit that you used to have to put your foot in that? They stretch it out.
Yeah, the little
metal
penny?
Shit.
Oh, no, you're talking about the metal, the foot measure. Oh, Gina at the bottom. At the top.
Fresh.
Wait. Yeah, lie about you could lie. You could lie now. Gina, back at Foot Locker, hey, you can't lie about shit.
Gina, you should have to wear them shits out. You have to put both the metal shits on. Click,
like, what size you? I'm a 7. They'd be like, baby, you a 7. It's okay. We're going to find out today.
We're going to find out today. Straighten your foot out. Hit it. Straighten your foot out.
Shit like this. Trying to measure it out.
Like, as soon as she straighten that foot.
Put the toe out.
I'm so happy that I don't wear shoes on my show so people can go look at my fucking show and see my feet is little.
They said, wait a minute.
What are they?
They said, wait a minute. This shows, small foot. Different section.
Baby, you and
kids. Oh, no. You got more. You get more choices over here.
Baby, you and women. You need
know
to go
you
to
always tell us about how the men's get more colors. You got all the colors. It's just a little.
Gina be mad as hell, like the men when sneakers don't come in women's size.
Damn.
Why they come in men's size?
Damn. All my shit's 160.
Gina, do you find that people have, do you feel like you get your respect as being the new female voice of the West Coast?
Yeah, I honestly feel like I get too much, like, undeserved recognition, if I'm being honest, with people saying, like, I feel like,
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Somebody who is the voice, like, I'm very aware of myself. I'm very self-aware. I know that I go months without dropping content. I know that I'm, like, not in people's faces. Like somebody who is like a DJ Charisma or Letty, who are media personalities or whatever. So when people say stuff like that, I'm like, I'm not even doing enough. You feel me? Like, I'm not even.
Is this the year to do more?
Yeah, I started last quarter. But
no, you didn't hear what I said.
What, do
is
more?
Is this the year? Last do quarter?
No, I'm saying I started doing more last quarter.
Yeah, but that
was coming
year.
Into.
Was
no, my schedule full.
This, all right, there we go.
So, yeah. What, you just gave me the ends?
The what?
The ends is crazy.
Did you see him?
What is that?
He tried to shake up with you. You saw what was going on.
He gave me the end.
The fuck are y'all talking about, bro?
So you shaking up. He was, some he was LA throwing shit. Your shit up. That's what you were throwing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But you shook all her right. hand. You shook your hand like that.
That's what she oh, was. No. No.
You definitely gave me the end.
No, I did not. You want to talk about ends?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what that mean?
The end of that.
He said, I'm booked. Yeah, I had one, but I was like, I'm going to just let it go. And then he came, boom, fired up. You said you had mad appointments. So when's that one?
Baby, man, is out there. I'm fucking foot play. They're like, oh, who did Gina? Oh. I did Gina a lot of time.
They love
I did Gina a lot of time.
They love my feet.
Yeah, because they get a lot of practice.
They get to use all the materials.
All of it.
They get to use everything.
They're like, Gina, I told you extra, baby.
Oh, I love extra. My feet.
Mr. Love you a long time.
But yeah, so you say you get a lot of, you feel like you get a lot of undeserved.
Yeah, but I feel like it's only because I think I get so much recognition and stuff. Like, I'm not big. I was about to walk myself into another one.
You were running.
I'm not cocky.
Okay.
So when people say stuff like that, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not there. Yeah, I will be, you know, but I don't think that title serves me well currently with what I'm doing.
You got a lot of shit going on. You've done a lot.
Yeah, I have done a lot, but I think the thing is that it's just that it's nobody else doing it. It's not another black female that's doing it. Yeah,
they out there.
Not here.
Yeah, they are. You just doing it better than them, and you got to be able to own
that. Oh, thank
you,
Mouse. I feel like right now I'm like when Nicki was the only person who was winning awards.
That's what I'm saying.
But why did she get so much recognition? Because it was nobody else.
No, but there was really nobody else. There are other people. You're just not here, giving yourself the credit.
It's not other black females.
You think you're the only black female media personality?
I don't think I'm the only one. I'm the only cute one.
Oh, so these bitches ugly?
The bitches be ugly. This is the thing. I can do battle rap shit. Yeah. And do my show in my panties.
The battle rap community loves you.
You know, so just that, and then I'm doing my show in my panties.
You're doing a show in your panties?
When I read the stories, yes. Not with the rappers. I'm not sitting next to the rappers in my thong.
I didn't know what was going on.
But but it's like I can do both. You get what I'm saying?
So
like
you're saying
I can,
these joints, they wash.
You saying these bitches one dimensional.
Physically.
And they got little feet.
Their bodies go one direction.
Stop. You stomping. When Gina stomped, she really cleared the room.
I think I have a just different type of like versatility.
I don't know a lot of female personalities in LA, like radio personalities, but
that are black
in general.
Yeah.
But the ones that I do pop in my head, like, aren't. They dress like me. Well, not me, because I'm fly. But they dress.
I heard that.
They dress like. They get dressed the same way I do. Put their socks on. They boxer briefs.
Because I'm flyer.
They put their boxer briefs on just like I do. For the most part. That's how they look to me. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. That's why I think it's just that I stick out. Like, I think that's...
You embrace your
femininity.
Yes.
Embrace your cuteness.
Thank you.
They don't.
Embrace but I'm also feet. Like...
But you do be cursing.
I'm a hoodie sweatpants type of bitch though. You know
like, when to switch it up.
Exactly.
They're a hoodie sweatpants type too.
Regularly.
But they.
I don't know if that matters in LA because LA can't dress.
Huh?
LA women can't dress.
Can or can't?
Can't.
Can't.
Well, LA, most residents of LA cannot dress. Specifically the ones that were born and raised here.
Damn.
It's not known for fashion here.
Yes, that's true.
We could say that. Yeah. But when it comes to the females.
A lot of them getting fucked too. That's the other part.
So what?
A lot of them getting fucked.
Yeah.
So that's the other part.
But that doesn't mean you can't dress well.
Wait. Is that a whole fashion?
No, I'm just saying like most of these bitches be in the rooms because they fucking somebody or they fanning out. I'm really the homegirl.
But that doesn't mean they can't dress. Like, just because you get fucked doesn't mean they can't know how to put...
No, I'm saying in terms of...
I know
of,
they can't saying just... in terms of getting into, like...
Oh, into those rooms.
Yeah, so people not respecting them.
Absolutely.
They is respecting right, me on right, something because right. they like, shit, right. can't nobody fuck? Who? That's a big question mark right now. Who's Gina fucking? And a lot of these bitches are getting hit, you know? So, they... I'm not the girl in the studio. You know what I'm talking about?
I definitely get what you're saying.
The girl in the... Y'all know what the girl in the studio is, like... Don't nobody speak to her when they walk in. I'm in the studio. I'm working.
You're right
you
here.
Know?
Ryan, right here. This right here hurts.
Hurt,
right
yeah, because that's what it is.
Oh, man. My God. James
they really Scott. Beat it. They really beat it.
I'm not the girl in the studio. That is so fucking crazy.
I'm not.
They don't even have no, they have nothing to contribute to the studio. But mm-hmm.
Yo, are there like podcast girl in the studios?
I wish.
Orlando saying yes.
I ain't seen them.
So Orlando, like you
well, I guess, yeah, though.
Engineer podcasts here and like there'll be like groupies out there. Hey, how about you act like this is a podcast and get on a microphone?
But yeah, like those joints, they'd be mad groupies. Mm-hmm.
But they technically are on the show though. So they're
but
not girls.
I guarantee
the
there's
studio.
Girls behind the camera.
It's a different
camera.
Type of respect that you have for those girls though.
But I guarantee there's also girls like let's say there's a panel, I mean the table and there's six girls and we talk
there's
to them.
There's seven in the back.
I guarantee there's more back here that are just
that
there.
No, you better not say nothing.
They're not saying nothing and they're there for the guys and the guy, you know, those podcasts with the, all this bullshit they be talking about. There's that girl that's, they're like, mm-hmm.
He's right.
They're not even saying nothing. They're just, because they say something, they're not going with what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So.
Even though everybody respects you, have you felt like there's been situations where you had to bite your tongue or go with a thought or go with a narrative that you really don't agree with?
Yeah, being at that platform, I bit my tongue a lot. And the first time I spoke up, got me terminated. And I knew that would, you know, was going to happen. I knew that if I like talked up, spoke up, defended myself or, you know, had an opinion about anything, all these niggas on the show can have an opinion. They can talk shit to this nigga. They can. You know, they can do whatever they want to do. And
there's still black people over there, right?
Yes, who are allowed to voice their opinions about things that...
What is your thoughts?
I honestly don't really know the network as much as people do. I only know a couple people over there.
I knew Gina. I knew AD. I
only know AD.
Well, now you know Gina.
Yeah, I mean, before today,
and then
I only knew
Gina, AD... There's the...
Who's the nigga that be bugging? Black nigga be bugging. Well, I don't even know if he's black. He makes, he just be cursing.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Sharp.
Yeah, that's the only person I'd be...
Grumpy voice man.
I'd be real, the only time I used to see it, not saying it was a bad platform, like, people weren't doing great jobs, but the only time I would see it would be on some social media negative... Won't even be negative, but it's that clip, that viral clip that you're trying to get. So it was like, I wasn't really paying attention, and I don't listen to podcasts anyway. So...
No, I feel like it was a good thing going when it was there, despite the bullshit. The West Coast does not have a Breakfast Club. We don't have a...
Big Boy?
That's all we have is Big Boy.
That's the Breakfast Club. That's
we
your Breakfast
okay,
Club.
Okay, well, we don't have a Ebro. We don't have a Flex.
Here goes the thing.
We don't.
Doesn't have an Ebro or a Flex.
Oh, Flex not out there?
Them niggas is recording out of... basement. Who knows?
Well, I mean, the point is, it's New
he just
York
didn't have that culture.
We don't have the what y'all got over there. With y'all got Mav, you got Breakfast Club, you got Flex, you got Ebro, you Angela Yee, you got all these, you know,
doesn't
on
matter.
A major level.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they mean to us, but it's still to other people. It's like, oh my god,
yes.
Out here, I don't really know.
It's not nobody leading the media.
And
out
the,
here.
And the craziest thing is, in New York, we could put a face to a name, like you could say Ebro don't whatever. But I know who what Ebro looked like. I could be like, yo, Flex is, but I know he, I could.
You don't know what Flex like no more. Got
yeah, it's
body
yeah, it's different. Different. You're right. It's different. But outside of him.
See a young
like, I hear like, you I hear like Bootleg Kev. I probably wouldn't even, if he
Bootleg
walked.
Kev from out here?
Is yeah. He yeah.
He's on he from the West Coast. I believe he's from Arizona.
But it was
don't
West,
quote
but,
me.
But
that's
radio,
West. Yeah.
But when I went to school out here for a little bit, like I would hear, but if I seen him on the street, I don't know who the fuck. I would walk right by you. So it's like, we know who you are in New York because there's so much out here. It's like, I know Big Boy, of course, but Big Boy, I know him because he's Big Boy.
He's been on the radio my whole life.
And he was in New York, and he was doing all that back in the day on the road with people. Mm-hmm. Not saying I know him from that, but he was doing more. A lot of these West Coast people that are on the radio weren't doing nothing.
Don't know these people.
They don't even go to the East Coast. Yeah. That shit is, they're so embedded here. Like, you know how, like, New York DJs will...
That's why it was weird when Nessa came over there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when DJs are in New York and they're on the radio, yeah, they play clubs in New York, but they also play in Vegas. They're all weekends there. Whenever they're not on the radio, they're L.A. They're traveling to clubs and you booking them. There's no L.A. DJ that we're flying from here to DJ in New York. Mm-hmm. It's just not... For what? And I'm not saying for what, like, they're bad, but it's just the exposure isn't...
That's mm-hmm. on the radio.
There's no DJs on the radio that I could be like, yo.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, maybe tour, yes, because there's some DJs on the radio here that are cool with this artists. Rapper and they go mm-hmm. on tour. But when it comes to, like, any one of our DJs in New York get booked in other states, not just tri-state, overseas, all that shit don't happen out here. Mm-mm. The biggest DJ in my mind.
So seeing that.
One of the biggest DJs is like Mustard.
And Mustard got a residency in Vegas. Uh-huh.
So seeing that, what made you want to get into media? Like seeing the lack of...
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know that it was a lack. For me, growing up, media was 106 and Park, The Basement, and shit like that. You know, so that was my idea of media. When I become a media personality, I'm going to host a 106 and Park or a show like it or a show like TRL or something like that. Sway was also somebody who I knew of to be on TV, Lala. These is all people that's what Sway is from the West Coast. But I didn't know that growing up because the shows that he was on was in New York. Somebody, like I said, Lala, Angie Martinez. So I just looked up to them and like, I want to be them. Of course, like I said, every morning I'm listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Show Strawberry, you know, whatever. But that was my whole thing, to just do what they doing in New York.
But the whole time we're talking, I just remember, like, your story is amazing because even to where you're at this point, you started, you was working in the Staples Center.
Yes. Yeah. I was working in Staples Center, Walmart, and Ross.
Same time?
They crossed over at certain points, but there was a time where I had three jobs at once. For like 2 weeks or something. And a full-time student.
Three jobs. I get it.
Two weeks?
There's still three jobs. 2 weeks.
It's like 2 weeks. 14
By the time
days.
You got stressed, it was over. 2 weeks was over.
I'm stressed the first week of three jobs.
Yeah.
Those three still, jobs.
Just, I'm downtown, the valley, and Gardena.
She just named three jobs that I know
each other.
They can be, but what she just said, they weren't. They're in mm-hmm. three opposite places, and it's mad personalities. That's a lot, bro.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I was a full-time student.
Yo, this couch is crazy.
And then, but I want you to tell the people about
this couch get you caught up.
The part where you kind of manifested while you was working.
Oh my God. So it was a BET Awards. I want to cry right now. It blew my freaking mind. It was a BET Awards. Whatever year being Mary Jane was still a thing.
It's like 2016, 2017.
Yeah. So
5-6 years ago, maybe.
Uh-huh. There, I'm sitting at the I'm at the artist entrance. So, of course, everybody that worked at Staples Center knew, like, Gina wants to be in media. Let's put her where the celebrities are. So I would work the artist entrance or whatever, you know, taking people tickets. And this little girl, well, not little girl. She was probably like a teenager or something. But she comes up to me says, same height? Yeah, we're the same height. her dad was the guy on Being Mary Jane that was her best friend. It was a gay guy. So they're trying to get in, Staples Center tripping, it's like a ticket issue, whatever, so they kind of waiting. So the girl comes up to me, and she says, why you not in there? So I'm not thinking of anything about media. I'm just like, I said, oh no, my post is right here, you know, we don't have to go on the inside, security guards are in there. She said, no, why are you not doing interviews? And I was like, huh? And then she said, I watch you, I know who you are. This is when my thing was called GXO TV. She's like, I watch you, I know who you are. And I'm like, just blown the fuck away. Literally, to fall after that, you know how it's like all the media people that's lined up? About three of them came out and was like, Gina, why are you not doing interviews in here? And I'm like, y'all know who I am and y'all are inside. You know, like that shit was, it was so crazy. Right. And it'll be times where like I'm working Laker games and Clipper games and it'll be rappers coming through like, Gina, what's up? I'm like, I get the fuck up out of here.
You say, oh, they know me.
I gotta get up out of here. And that's where I was still doing it at a lower level. I hadn't even hit no jumper yet. I'm just still doing ciphers and, you know, stuff like that with up and coming artists or whatever. And people recognize me.
Now, how do you deal with them ciphers? Because I hate hearing niggas rap.
I love hearing niggas rap. I make niggas rap.
That is your thing. Make niggas rap.
That sound freaky. I make niggas rap.
Nigga be like, I ain't about to rap. And she take that foot out. All right, I will rap.
It said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Size 10.
It's the 10-foot commandments. What? Size number 10.
I'm fucking done.
Never buy no, never lend no socks to Gina. They never come back the same.
Sick. But yeah, you make niggas rap and lingerie. Yeah.
No, don't say it like that. I don't like the mesh of it.
So, but if you do it, you could kill.
Yeah, you kill yourself.
What about this?
I think I'm crazy.
You could do like rap reviews and lingerie on OnlyFans. Matter of fact, this is how we change the narrative. We don't use OnlyFans. We use Patreon.
I like that.
See what I'm saying? But OnlyFans comes negativity.
Yeah.
But if you use another platform, because first of all, OnlyFans is not built on sex.
Well, I dropped a 2023 wrap up in my thong.
And it did well.
I didn't really put it on YouTube. Let's and I only talked on enough. But I was. It was like, so it was supposed to be some quick shit.
So you just get naked for no reason.
Well, I filmed it.
2024, we can't get naked for no reason.
But I got a situation. I filmed it and I put the camera in the wrong mode. So the video actually recorded in slow motion. I let a couple hours go by.
That's sexier. Slow in the thong? Come on now.
But it just.
You said, ooh. All right,
this
okay,
person.
You fucked up. You fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Nah, that shit go fast. That shit go fast. As soon as you do this, the whole it's up here already.
You seen it on the camera?
I'm gonna get you.
Orlando's watching it. On
I gotta
the
get
TV.
You some of these socks so you can have the grippers on the bottom. Because I
now
know
what
your
you gonna do.
Is.
Now what the rest of her foot gonna do? When the gripper run out, by the time you get to the middle of her foot, what's
up? I'm gonna give it a size, the biggest size on shit that might.
You have to put. You have to show two
no,
of the back to back.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. Her sock would just be.
It'll be an ankle sock.
It'll be ankle joint.
Okay.
Because it's going to give it enough room. It's just
ankle
come
socks
a lower.
Crazy.
It's a little lower. Got you, though. Grippers.
Good looking. Them is like hospitals, huh?
No, hospital joints are not comfortable. Not going to be a ticket. Come on now.
You ticklish?
Fuck, no. I'm a fucking G.
You're fucking weird, bro.
I know your foot.
That's why you're the fucking homegirl. Yeah, you're tickling niggas' feet.
Your foot going. If I tickle your shit.
All the girls like, I wonder why nobody try to fuck Gina. She get respect. No. Bitch, I ain't tickling niggas' foot.
All right.
If I tickle your foot.
Oh, my God. Nobody talking about you. Stop trying to have your moment.
You said the bitch.
No, Taraji. Stop.
Hoes.
Yeah.
Hoes out here doing that. But if I tickled her foot, it would definitely curl up like a genie boot. I never would. It's going to go like this. Curl up. That genie boot going to curl right to the back. Aladdin. That foot going whoop. Shit going 40 thieves.
Aladdin is crazy.
Shit going.
You start tickling Gina's foot, start kicking shit over. Like, never mind. All right, I'm sorry. All right.
Shit get mad tough. Oh.
Y'all really interview my foot. Special guest Gina Views in the foot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Gina Views was the special guest. Real guest was the foot.
Toe Jam and Earl. You remember that video game?
Yes, I remember.
Fucked with that video game.
I hated that game.
That video game is actually amazing.
Game Boy, that was the Game Boy Advance.
And it was on, was it Sega? Not Sega Saturn. Was that Sega Saturn?
Dreamcast?
It might have been. No, I think it was Sega Saturn.
No.
No, Genesis. Probably before your time. I know you're young.
Mm-hmm. But that foot old.
That's old. So that's the foot they talk about when they be like, yo, them collard greens was hit. How you
put
your
my
foot
in
that?
Which that's no the, one has ever said about food in LA.
That's some spots they put their foot in. They got a
unless you're literally talking about Gina putting her.
Now
foot
they got
in
a
rope.
They got a Trini spot. It's OD. Only Saturdays they sell roti. Oh my God! It's OD.
What is
not
it?
Gonna lie.
You don't Trini, know nothing Trinidad. About roti.
I've never been there. I don't get out much out here though.
A Brooklyn nigga just opened up a Jamaican spot. It's fire.
Where?
Hollywood.
Look, Orlando said it's dirt.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Oh.
I just said a nigga just opened up a restaurant. I just said a nigga just opened up a restaurant from Brooklyn. Nah. You can't do that like this. Do it through a full glass window. Nigga said, nah, but he just opened it up. Brooklyn nigga that I know. It's good.
Where's it at? You said Hollywood?
Yeah, it's not. It's like 10 minutes from here.
It's open tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's go fuck with it.
Yeah, possible. I had to think what I had to do tomorrow. Damn, we had that event shit tomorrow.
Damn, nigga treated me like I'm a pair of Gina shoes.
Nah.
I fuck with it.
I don't know. I've just had the longest days. Like, I started this new...
had a long day?
I started this new...
All right, enough.
Damn, see? I wasn't even going. I was really expressing the fact that I had... I've had a long
week. Need a flip flop.
I'm going to get you some custom, Joan. Niggas ain't going to talk about you too long. We going.
Nobody has ever said this.
That you have big feet?
Yeah.
No one's ever said this.
No one has ever said this. Because
they be trying to get the draws, and they think if they don't talk about your feet, they'll get the draws. But they're not getting the draws.
I've actually been told I got baby feet.
By who?
No, nigga said baby.
Sasquatch?
He said by who?
One of them Lakers at the Staples Center?
Y'all know that clip when they be like, who said that?
Yeah, who said that?
Nigga said, what size shoe you wear?
She said, Shaq walked by and said, damn, my feet little.
Now that's when he said, like, yo, what size you were? 8. Nigga said, damn.
Damn,
the y'all couldn't have these people on my Instagram looking for my feet.
That's hey, fine though. But
everybody,
but this is why we do it.
Everybody, I want you to go to Gina View's last picture and just put the foot emoji.
Put the toe.
Yo, put the. If y'all really
toe
fuck
emoji?
With, if y'all really fuck with Guys Next Door, go to Gina View's last picture and just leave the foot emoji.
And I'm gonna block your stupid ass.
Gina, before we let you out of here, what is the if you can have it your way? Mm-hmm. You have everything your way.
Mm-hmm.
What does your place in LA's or the West Coast hip hop media space look like?
The voice of LA.
And what did the voice look? What would being the voice consist of? Because right now I feel like you're the voice.
I feel like you're
one of the voice. I think the voices right now is shared. When yes. I think of like. For a long time, Big Boy was the voice.
I think he still is.
Nah, you got you got Head, you got Letty. There's voices. That spot is not. That spot is no longer. Unfortunately, even the white boy has like claim to one of the voices.
I think the like you said, there's always like the voice and there's the Mount Rushmore of voices for LA.
I think there's
Big
the Mount
Boy
Rushmore.
Is on the Mount Rushmore of voices for LA. So it's like. Then everybody else is, it's generational.
Saying,
it's generational.
Right now, I don't think there's anybody could say they the voice is shared by like 5 people right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it could be there. I think someone could. I think she could be that random voice. Like you got to see like this shit. Seeing people who don't know I know Gina, see how they talk about Gina. I'd be like, Gina. I'm like, damn, Gina ain't bring nothing to eat. That Gina? I'm going through something. Like, Gina?
Huh? Like, huh?
Gina. And she's in all the magazines.
Gina ain't bring me nothing to eat. It's crazy.
But yeah, so it's like, so what did that look like? That's what I'm saying. So if you were the voice of the West Coast.
I think that just means me representing LA. That means me covering the artists that need to be covered from our side, from our city, and even the person that people tap in with when they are on their press runs, when they coming out here. I want it to be when you think LA and you think, oh, I need to go out there and promote or, you know, whatever, go on my press tour, get interviewed. I want people to say, oh, I need to go to the homegirl. I need to pull up on Gina. I want to be the person who is getting those stories. Not to say like on like Barbara Walters or like Gail King or anything, but to that capacity as far as when you're going there to tell a story, you're going there to tell your side of, you know, whatever it is, but you chilling on a couch with the homegirl, y'all sipping wine, you know.
Her feet out. You're ignoring her feet.
You fucking the clip up.
Oh, my foot. Damn.
You fucked the clip up. I want people to view me as the way they view Angie Martinez or Sway, and I'm a legend in my space.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Sway, West Coast legend.
Absolutely.
Ah, nah. He's just a legend.
West Coast.
Deem him no coast.
I was just.
Because
well, people don't know where he's from, but if you,
I mean, can deem him to a coach, and I think that's bigger.
No, I think it's bigger, but but also credit that he is one of the pioneers from California. Mm-hmm. We have to do that because then
he's from the Bay, Oakland,
from the Bay.
Yeah.
So it's like California. By not saying his name in that and just move, then we just don't acknowledge that. Any like, there's great people on the radio from California because he is that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I would never argue that Sway is top three for me.
Yeah, so he's there.
But I would never put him on any coast. I would
because he's everywhere.
Like one of those
because he's up there.
Like he's like, oh, he like.
So he's a is like, of all time.
Yeah, like but Charlamagne.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
of all time, I like that.
I would just have to just because we don't know.
Oh, there's what, only three.
Big Boy.
Of all time, I'm talking about only three.
I'm not talking about all time of California.
Oh,
yeah.
So you
Sway and Big Boy.
Sway, Big Boy is the top.
I don't even think nobody else has done the footwork and been in it for long enough. People come and they disappear.
Has anyone been given an opportunity?
Well, that's the thing out here.
The same thing in LA that a lot of us feel in New York, that because a lot of these people.
I don't think there's as many gatekeepers. I don't think there's as many gatekeepers out here than there are in New York.
Yeah, that's not true. Big Boy been on Big Boy been on the radio all her life.
But I don't think
all the radio personalities.
I don't look at Big Boy and say he's a gatekeeper. Like he's turning people down. Like in my mind, I see it more like when you see Flex shit, those old niggas like, nah, we trying to keep it out here.
I don't know if Big Boy. Yeah, but Letty, she got power now. But I believe she started with Big Boy. Mm-hmm. Head was also a part of Big Boy before. So they are bringing people over there. Even Rosecrans Vic is at Power 106 right now. Me and him started on No Jumper together. So
shout out to my dog Rosecrans Vic.
So
Mexican homie.
There are people. DJ Wavy's on Power 106 right now.
The big dude on radio too for their podcast.
Oh, Duno.
I don't know the one that be like the homegirl. She do violence.
Yeah, Duno. So he was on there with when they first got that when Brownback got their deal with Power 106. He didn't start with them, but he's not anymore.
But they still do the podcast though.
Yeah, Vic and Letty do.
Well, he don't do but the podcast Duno, with them no more.
The podcast, yes. I'm sorry,
but the radio.
The radio, no.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like we're naming a lot of younger people on radio. We can't.
That is not happening.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So those gatekeepers, and I will say they like Big Boy is a gatekeeper because he can let you in or. Mm-hmm. But positively, we look at gatekeeping as like negative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out here, I think it's more, and I'm not saying because I could definitely be wrong, but it's more like it's not really stopping niggas from like you can't do this, but it's like not necessarily I'm gonna help you.
Well, ain't nothing gonna stop. But
I
ain't gonna
put in the door. I like that one. That was good. Even so, Damage came out here and he got on the radio too.
Who?
Damage, DJ Billy. Damage. Yeah,
you see,
he came out here. That's,
Well, is he on radio or is he on that
No, he
show?
Was. He was on the real. He was. And then I believe from that, he went to Hollywood Unlocked.
Got see it. What I'm saying? So that alone, that's just not happening. Nobody from really LA is coming to New York and they're coming and getting on the radio. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Nessa.
Was she from here?
Nessa came from over here.
Okay. Name one. Dope.
Everybody.
Well, Lauren, she's from TMZ. She's been guest hosting on Breakfast Club.
But she ain't the
Lauren LaRosa.
Lauren from Philly.
But she came from TMZ. She's been out here for a minute. But she was able to go. But I mean, she was on TMZ though.
Yeah, TMZ different. That's nationwide.
I feel like the people who listen to the radio though.
But also nationwide TV is different than nationwide radio. Like I said, I can't put a voice to a lot of people's face.
Mm-hmm.
But TMZ. I'm looking at you with your report. It's you talking in the office and it's a different vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I don't like I'm saying I mean charisma, yes, because I see charisma DJing.
And I think she done won DJ of the year like three times in a row.
And it's like, okay. And that's not taking anything away from her, but when you have the same DJ winning award like that, DJ of the year every year in a major place, it's like I like to see, and like, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it because obviously she does. She got it, but
no, she's doing her shit.
Who's
sure.
on the list of who else is she going up? Like,
and she's one of those people who's bringing people in.
And that's what I will say. I don't know her at all.
She brought in DJ Wavy over there.
Yeah, she's
trying to get me over
people
there.
People always shout her out. Yo, I appreciate it. And it's like, all right, that's fire. New York, that shit ain't. Come on now. These niggas gonna hold that job to the day they die. And when they die, they still gonna want to get their own recordings.
Yo, nigga gonna have the AI fucking on the Flex gonna have his AI. out that Hot 97.
They don't want to do nothing, bro. They don't want to give up none of that. And
I really want
to. But is there anywhere for them to go?
Yeah, to hell.
Okay.
To fucking hell.
We don't have any. It's not much black media talent, too. Like that. A lot of our talent are Hispanics.
Mm, that is true.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get in, step your Duolingo up.
Was that about another?
Nope.
Because you said step.
Oh, no. But you got to step up on the competition. But I was saying you need to get your, you know, get your
bilingual.
Mente.
I can count to 10.
Let me hear.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
What? Uno, dos, no, tres, siete, that, no. We gotta grow up at some point. All right, Gina, about time we let you on your feet go. Please tell the people where they can follow you and support what you got going on.
You can follow me everywhere at Gina Views. That's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, Twitter. And you can catch Hope Fashions every Monday at 10 a.m.
You still didn't tell us one.
Wait, you start the morning? I didn't know you 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You start Monday morning with this shit.
Yeah, it's pre-recorded.
How many hours do you do? How many hours is it?
Probably a little over an hour. Depending on who the guest is, I might do 2 hours with them. What?
10 a.m.? Start your Monday morning with some whole shit. It's
just
crazy.
It probably just happened last night.
No, but that's the thing. So I've been tricking kind of, I've probably been doing them a disservice, the audience who like the whole fashion stuff, because we talk about, with the rappers, I talk about all rap shit with them, top of the episode. We don't even get to the whole shit until like the last 10
that's
minutes.
That's whack.
You.
Because I'm still a rap fan. Like, I still got to do my due diligence with the, you know.
Fucking the you.
Huh? It's just 2 episodes.
I like that. Why I didn't think of that?
Why you should come work with us.
Oh, y'all hiring? Yeah. Y'all niggas hiring?
Yes.
Oh, what's up? What's the deal?
If you bring money to the table, we always hire.
Always.
The employee bring the money.
Yeah, that's, how that's what we got to do.
We got to bring the money.
So y'all not hiring?
We are hiring. Oh, but you have to bring something to the table.
Well, how am I going to bring money to the table?
You don't have to bring money.
I'll bring it to my table.
We didn't ask you to bring a bag of money to the table.
I am the bag.
See, you just
no. You're the shoe.
See what I'm saying? Like you came in here.
You're the big. And shoe. Now it's time for you. The shoe.
You are the boot.
Please, did you tell ever Ryan? Let's go. Time to go. You got anything you promoting?
Mm-hmm.
What,
Dr. Scholes?
And this episode is brought to you by F, the letter F, as in foot. Feet.
What do I have coming
big
up?
Big fucking feet.
Big Foot Productions.
Ah!
I have a party. I said BT.
BMF, big motherfucking feet.
I have an event. I have a party I'm throwing on February 2nd for Grammys.
Yep.
Sure we have an after dark. I'm figuring out my DJs now.
You found your host?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and the foot.
Foot can't come.
Can't leave outside.
Leave my foot at home.
Yeah, leave
got diabetes?
At home.
Damn.
Like a Bratz doll. You just got to pop it. The bottom. Yeah. Pop
nah,
the
you just got to cut the foot off.
Yeah. Coming in footless is crazy.
That's hey, wild. But
that's the only way you're gonna fit in. We're gonna be at capacity. You coming in.
It's crazy. But yeah, I have that event. I'm working on some marketing stuff we're doing Rolling Loud, we're doing MLB, and we're doing some boxing stuff. So it's a lot of rollouts. But consulting. This first 11 days, 12 days, but
running
right.
It up.
I'm now.
You got some Gucci? First 11 days, you got some Gucci?
Yes.
My motherfucking nigga. First 11 days, you got some?
Some coochie? No, I didn't get no coochie.
Did you got a little dingling?
Did you get some deals?
The one in my door.
Did somebody feet me touch your feet?
I haven't had any male company.
So 2024.
So what drawer are you in?
Huh? My top drawer.
Top? To the left or to the right?
It's actually in the back.
In the back.
I got a whole bag of dicks.
You got a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, we'll see y'all next
bag
Monday.
Bag of dicks is crazy.
That's how you keep we'll your body count low.
You're probably see the same
Monday.
Size
no,
as a foot.
You got a bag of dicks. You got a high body count. I'm counting every single one. If you got a bag
she's
of dicks, I'm counting every single one.
Probably the same size as that foot. She mean business. She mean business. That's a big ass draw. That's a
big, you don't put what inside?
I'm putting it inside of
that's a big ass
what
draw.
Are you doing with these dicks?
Sure. Use a vibrating sensation part of it.
Do so that. Why you got so many dicks?
I hope you
because
do
people
like
be
this.
Sending them to me.
Who is sending you dicks?
Companies for me to So they think I'm a freak.
So why don't
they
you?
They think?
You're not?
You have a bag of dicks.
So why don't
yeah,
we?
But
why distracts me as a freak.
This is the thing I'm saying. These brands are reaching out to you. Why don't you? This is leverage to for everything. You don't got to sell pussy.
Mm-hmm. No, it is okay to sell pussy. Sell the thought of pussy.
I'm not promoting dicks on my show.
You don't have like, to promote
dicks. That's where I draw the line.
You don't have the real dicks.
Hey!
I guarantee this. I guarantee that company that sent you those dicks have way more shit than just dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you playing, bro.
That's true.
I'm giving you the sauce.
You need to get with God Nick Door Consulting. Oh, stop
yeah.
playing.
You want to consult for me?
Sauce Walker, yeah.
I'm literally looking for sponsorships right now. I'm not even playing with you.
G&D Consulting, we right here, my boy.
I'm taking, look.
Bring the foot.
He said I
said you can't bring the foot.
Well, let's wrap this shit up.
We did.
Oh. Bye. I'm still doing this. Jones. It's the guys.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.